This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken practicing at his... I've always had a problem. I don't want you practicing on me. With that term, practicing. He's in the know. Got a great educational background. He's got a PhD and an MD degree. Has the best cardiological care in Florida as a preventative cardiologist. He's here with expertise, information, studies, all the journals every week. So we know what's going on in all aspects of health, and you'll know what applies to you as a service. He does that from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. First thing I have for you today is a question. Should wearing a mask in public be mandatory? If you're out in public, what say you, Dr. Ken?
For me personally, I am, when I'm out in public, wearing a mask. And I'm wearing an antiviral surgical mask because there's, you know, to get these things in your mind conceptually, there's essentially three different types of masks or face coverings that are out there. There's the N95, which is reserved mostly for the people who are on the front line and are going to be exposed to a dense amount of viral particles, and they're the most effective. And then there's the surgical mask, and that's in the middle ground. And then there's the cloth covering, which is even less effective. So, it depends. What are you talking about that you're putting over your face? I am putting an antiviral surgical mask over my face when I'm out in public. I'm trying still to social distance. And, you know, in 4 weeks when you ask me this question, I'm hopefully going to have a very, very different answer from me where I am. But I'm trying to social distance, and one of the reasons why I'm still wearing a face covering because people forget, and they, you know, they come up to me, how you doing? Or they just, you know, they're not either taking this as seriously or they just forget, and emotion overwhelms them, and they get close and they say, oh my gosh, what am I doing? So I am still, because in Florida we're doing better, but we it's still out there, but we're definitely doing a lot better. But I'm hoping by mid-June, this is going to be very different. By July, hopefully gone. But for now, for this moment, when I work, people respond very differently. Some are very reassured when they see me in a face covering. And I'm not in a face covering because I'm ill and I don't want anyone else to get sick, because that's a very big reason to wear them, because we don't know if we're carriers, hopefully I'm not, but we don't know, and I don't want to get anyone else ill right now, but I have no symptoms, I get my temperature checked every day, it's fine, and I don't want to get anyone else ill, so I'm covering my face. But I also feel that the kind of face covering that I'm using, it's not perfect. It definitely isn't. It's not an N95. I don't have my whole face covered. My eyes are exposed. So it's not perfect, and I accept that because we all live in risk, every one of us. You drive a car, you're living with risk, and we can't provide a zero-risk life for you. It just doesn't exist. And we're going to talk about what's been happening in New York to the people who don't even go out of their house, what happens.
Well, that's what brings this into a focus, I think.
And so that's what I'm doing right now. There's still in my area, one of the counties has an ordinance absolutely requiring by law that if you leave the house, you have to have a face covering. So it seemed to me a little crazy that and I get patients from this one county also. And it seemed to me, and it was, when patients came to the office about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I'm not wearing a face covering, but they have to, you know, what's going on? So I just started one. I kept it on. It was the right time anyway. And I see patients I think some of them are reassured that I'm wearing it, and some of them are uncomfortable because there's a wide range, as you know.
You're a doctor. You're not supposed to be sick.
Well, of how the public takes it. But the other hand, you know, it's wow, I feel so comfortable because you may have to get closer than 6 feet to me to listen to my heart. And so I'm glad that you have that covering on. So people have responded to this dramatically differently. I've been fascinated at the wide spectrum of response.
Well, I think so. Whether there are some people who say it's unconstitutional to require people to wear a mask, and so how would you answer that question? Should wearing a mask be mandatory when you are in public? Yes or no?
Again, it depends where you are. Where I am now, I think it's because you're protected. Because it's not only yourself.
Public.
It's like. It's not only so. It's like, should you be required to have headlights at night to drive?
Uh-huh.
You know, because
yes is the answer to that.
Exactly, because right now you're not only putting yourself at risk, you're potentially putting others at risk. So I think that people should just just take a deep breath. You're required to wear underwear in public, and
really, so, I didn't know that.
In Florida, you'll get arrested if you go out without underwear.
How are they going to know you don't have underwear on?
Pants. Okay, you're required to wear pants.
Wear pants. Okay, all right.
Okay,
good.
I meant,
yes.
I was assuming if you had, you're being very literal. I was assuming if you had no underwear, you also had no pants on.
Okay. Yeah, well, so, there's that nudist beach in Riviera Beach.
You can't go out and expose your personal equipment, okay?
Right. Yeah, right. Your junk.
So if you go to the grocery store, you have to cover your junk. Would you agree?
Okay. How funny it sounds.
Okay.
To hear you use junk.
You have to cover your junk when you go to the grocery store. So just look at it this way. You also have to cover your face right now.
I think, you know, when I'm looking at it, like people like the Disney folks are trying to figure out how to open up the parks again.
They are.
And I think, frankly, this is for me. This is me, one man's opinion. I think that all of this was way overkill, way too much.
Oh, you're getting to the next item. Let's go. Let's get to that because that's
okay.
Let's go there.
The patients who were hospitalized. This is a big study, very impactful. What does it say?
And let me preface about what you were going to say, because in a year or two, we're going to all look back on the spring of 2020.
Well, today they're saying that this thing could last in mutant form for 3 years.
Well, so hopefully we'll have a vaccine or something.
Yeah.
But when we look back on the spring of 2020, which we will all remember where we were in the spring of 2020, the big question is going to be, as Doug was about to allude to, is did we overreact? Did we underreact? Did we thread the needle right? And I think people already have their opinions about this, but hopefully we won't continue to learn even more, because we might, because this story is not yet fully written. But what is beginning to give some insight into all of this and this question is the fact that 2/3 of the patients recently hospitalized in New York City have been staying home, not going on public transportation, not going to work, not even leaving their home. So
crazy. It's crazy.
So you begin to wonder whether we're doing the right thing. And what's more important is they're predominantly older, predominantly with medical issues. So maybe we've been pushing all of our energy, not to everybody and not the greatest way, but we should be pushing all of our energy to the people at risk.
Yep. All right. That is shocking. To avoid added risks during the coronavirus pandemic, it's more important than ever to stay healthy and reduce your risk of serious illnesses, like a second stroke. Here's Andy Solomon.
1 in 4 stroke survivors may have another one. Up to 80% of secondary strokes may be prevented by developing a prevention plan with your doctor. Stroke neurologist and American Stroke Association volunteer Dr. Carolyn Brockington explains.
Take your medications as prescribed and manage your risk factors. keep your follow-up appointments via telehealth if possible, and participate in a virtual rehabilitation program if needed.
The American Stroke Association's secondary prevention campaign, sponsored by Bayer, suggests having enough medication on hand. For ischemic stroke survivors, this may include aspirin to prevent another stroke. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen.
A stroke is a medical emergency. It's still important to call 911. Remember the acronym FAST. F for face drooping, A for arm weakness, S for speech difficulty, and T, time to call 911.
To learn more, visit stroke.org/one is enough.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mop.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news, because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mop and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos, I'm Doug Steffen, and here's something that offers some scientific evidence on the mutation of the coronavirus. Hope in what way, Ken?
Back in 2003, when we had the first SARS virus, we called it SARS or SARS-1,
yep.
And that just burned itself out. We were all hearing about this thing across the Atlantic, and wondering if it was going to come to America. It sounded horrible, very deadly, and then it just went away. A mutation occurred in the virus, and then it just burned itself out. Well, medical scientists at Arizona State University have announced that they've discovered a mutation in the current SARS-2, the so-called SARS-CoV-2 virus. That's the virus that causes the disease COVID-19 that we're all right now concerned about. And they looked at a group of patients, and they genetically studied the virus that was active in these newly diagnosed folks who they were studying. And what they noticed was a small fraction of them had virus that had developed mutations very similar to the mutations that occurred in the SARS-1 virus as it began to burn out. So the hope is that this current virus is beginning to mutate and mutating in the direction where the burnout began, and hopefully we're going to see some burnout.
All right. So mutation equals burnout, at least in past experience.
Particular type of mutation.
Yeah, all right. So we're not being told that either. That's really new and important information to be circulated around, which is the whole idea behind what we do here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronos.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Time now for us to continue with the relevant information for all of you. Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. Should you want to practice the new form of telemedicine that a lot of doctors are fascinated with, and so are patients, one way, if you're not going to travel, you don't want to travel, is to call Ken's office at 352-735-1400 for an appointment. And Ken, we'll get on the horn, and all your everything's covered under insurance, that kind of thing. Telemedicine is now, if I'm understanding correctly, Ken, you get insurance coverage for that. So it's not like just being in the office, but it certainly is better than not being able to talk to somebody about something that's ailing you. And if you want a second opinion or somebody who really knows his way around preventative medicine, especially preventative cardiology, that's Ken's specialty, then you ought to call down there to 352-735-1400, or call over there, depending on where you are. 352-735-1400. Older Americans are delaying medical care. Why?
This comes out of a University of Chicago survey in the last week or two. Well, the coronavirus pandemic, it's led many older adults to postpone medical care for several reasons. They're afraid to come to the doctor's office thinking they may be exposed to something, or by the rules, elective procedures have been delayed, not allowed to proceed. Just this week, we restarted, finally, doing elective procedures in Florida. The University of Chicago has found that 55% of U.S. adults aged 70 and older experienced a disruption in their medical care during the first month of social distancing, Doug.
Really? How many? Give me that number again.
55% of American adults aged 70 and older. It's amazing. It's a whopping number. And as the insurance companies continue to get paid with the program that has just been put in place to get them paid, and all of this care is not being done, insurance companies are doing pretty well right now. So I hope, the medical insurance companies, so I hope they'll continue for the long run to provide reimbursement for telehealth because it works for everybody.
Yeah. Well, we got to demand it. There's no matter hope for them. They're going to do what's in their best interest, not necessarily what the client's best interest is. Apparently, there's no link between hypertension drugs and COVID-19. Where did that first start? Who was discussing it? Why would that be a subject matter?
Well, not to get too deep into the weeds, but the way the virus, the current virus that's involved in COVID-19, attaches to the cell. You know, these things have to attach to a living cell or they die. And the way it gets into the human cell is through a particular receptor. It's like putting a key into a lock. The key is the virus. The lock is the receptor. And something called an ACE receptor. This is the type of receptor where some of these very common blood pressure drugs work on, the lisinoprils, the prills of the world, Zestril, lisinopril. They're very common. They're used to lower blood pressure. They also help make the circulation lining better. Diabetics, they help their kidneys, and they have high blood pressure. So, and they're now generic, so they're very common. The bottom line is, New England Journal of Medicine this week, is that the family ACE inhibitors and their cousins, the ARBs, A-R-Bs, there's no link between these high blood pressure medicines and causing COVID-19.
All right. So that's that. Let's move on in the next half hour away from the COVID-19 stuff and get back into regular medicine for your consideration here on Good Day Health.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030. Licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
In the know, I'm Smitha Rao. May is Disability Insurance Awareness Month, and it's also Mental Health Awareness Month. So Prudential is educating workers about invisible disabilities that can qualify for claims. Alice Cotty, Vice President and Head of Customer Solutions, Prudential Group Insurance, has more.
COVID-19 has increased anxiety levels around the world due to employment and financial security concerns, loneliness, and isolation, as well as the stress of balancing work, homeschooling children, and caring for loved ones who are sick. But disability insurance protects your income if you need time off of work for mental health treatment.
1 in 5 adults experience some form of mental health condition each year, but less than half seek treatment. The numbers will likely rise due to recent events.
It's important to prioritize your well-being and mental health, especially during times of stress and uncertainty. Talk to your employer to see how you can leverage your disability insurance plans and other workplace benefits to take care of yourself and your family.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Many governors across the United States are disregarding or creatively interpreting White House guidelines and easing their state's lockdowns on letting businesses reopen, according to the Associated Press. The AP determined that 17 states do not appear to meet at least one of the key benchmarks set by the White House for loosening up, which is a 14-day downward trajectory in new cases or infection rates. And yet many of those states have begun to reopen or about to do so, including Alabama, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Utah. Because of the broad way in which the non-binding guidelines were written, other states, including Georgia, have technically managed to meet the criteria and reopened despite not seeing a steady decline in cases and deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Uber lost $2.9 billion in the first quarter as its overseas investments were hammered by the coronavirus pandemic, but the company is looking to its growing food delivery business as well as aggressive cost-cutting to ease the pain. The ride-hailing giant said it's offloading Jump, its bike and scooter business. Uber also said it's cutting 3,700 full-time workers, about 14% of its workforce. And Lyft said last month it would lay off about 982 people, or 17% of its workforce, because of plummeting demand. Revenue in the Eats meal delivery business grew 53%. A new match involving Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson involves a $10 million donation for COVID-19 relief efforts, along with plenty of bragging rights and a star-powered foursome May 24th in Medalist Golf Club. Turner Sports announced more details for the match Champions for Charity, a televised match between Woods and Peyton Manning against Mickelson and Tom Brady. Medalist is where Woods plays when he's at home. Manning and Brady say they both played there before, Manning running out of golf balls before reaching the 18th. Then Brady posting a 106. The format will be better ball for the front nine and a modified alternate shot on the back nine, meaning both players hit tee shots and take turns from there. Warner Media said the four players will collectively make a charitable donation of $10 million to benefit various relief efforts locally and nationally. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Continuing on now with our overview of what's going on in the medical profession, cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, as he usually is, in 1 hour of our Good Day Health Weekend program. Well, it's on during the week as well on a lot of stations. To refresh your memory, we have a podcast of the things that we talk about here on Good Day Health at gooddayhealthshow.com. The current podcast that's uploaded, both Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack talk together about the COVID-19 spreading, how, you know, what the rumors are, what the truth is, where it comes from, all of that sort of thing. So if you want a really good primer on this and other things that are about the being of, you know, your health, listen to Jack and Ken together on this podcast. It's a podcast at Good Day, all our podcasts, gooddayhealthshow.com. That's where you get the podcasts. Okay, well, I said we'd get off of the COVID-19. I just want to ask one more question about what's being done by Pfizer and New York University, working apparently on a coronavirus vaccine. They say it'll be ready in September. People that I know who are good at understanding what's going on in the universe, generally speaking, say that this problem is over in December, but between now and then, it's hectic, it's mayhem, it's confusing, and maybe some of the things, because you were just talking a little bit in the last half hour about how mutations may affect this thing just burning itself out. So could it be that we don't need a vaccine? Or do we need, because you've said every year when there's a regular flu vaccine, half the time it's the wrong stuff. It doesn't apply to what's hot that year.
Well,
so is that a danger here as well with what they're doing at Pfizer?
I don't say that it's the wrong thing. Let me just move back. Quote me correct. I don't say that the flu vaccine is the wrong thing because I'm a big advocate. I get the flu vaccine every year. It's just that it's not 100% effective because sometimes we can't predict accurately which flu it is, and then even when we do, it's not 100% effective. And coming in the future will be a universal flu vaccine we get once. It'll cover everything. That's not here yet, but we're doing the best we can with what we have. But the question about really is about dealing with COVID-19 right now. Just to give you a little bit of history of medicine, Doug, there's never been a vaccine developed in the history of medicine in less than 2 years. So you know me, I'm the extreme optimist, and that doesn't mean we're not going to break that record now. The goal is to get the vaccine by December, and whether we will or not, I'm sure every single effort will be made to try and create a new record for ever doing it. But we shouldn't give up. Definitely the effort to, regardless of what we now know, there should be a huge effort by various sources working together, hopefully, to find that vaccine. And that seems to me ultimately to be the solution. Does it burn out before then? Wow, wouldn't that be a great gift? Do we find a great treatment for this? I think we have one, but that's a whole other discussion later.
Let's talk about it now, because I sort of said let's get off it, but I don't want to get off of it because there are a couple of things that are so important to this discussion of the Z-Pak and the malaria drug that have been booted around for, in some cases, political reasons. Other cases, it's just the snobbery of certain types of medicine, the elitists who say, that's not a double-blind study. You're Mr. Number One double-blind, as far as I'm concerned. Without evidence, you don't pay any attention to much of anything. And so you've been such a strong supporter of this combo. You haven't said it would work in every case, and nobody else who has any brains has said it would work in every case. But it has shown more success than anything else that has been used anywhere in the world. Period.
Well, I'm a medical scientist, trained medical scientist, have done clinical studies, but I also work on the front lines, so I thread the needle of both worlds. And I know in certain situations when you have a new deadly disease, you may not have the luxury of doing a double-blinded, randomized, controlled study, and you need to work out of case reports. And when you have 1,061 case reports of a drug combination, one has been around for 60 years of the drug, and the other drug's been around for many, many decades. And in all of those 1,061 patients, there's no heart problems. No heart problems in that report, and that's already been published. I'm going to go for this. And nothing in medicine is 100% effective.
Of course not.
Nothing.
Look at all the drugs the FDA has approved
exactly.
That have killed people.
And these are generic. They're cheap. And I don't understand why everybody's not
excited. Of course you do.
Of course you understand.
Come on.
Celebrating. Well, it's sadly, and I've never seen this in my medical life, politics has overtaken medical science and
it's overtaken everything.
It is. It's sad. That's everything. Very sad.
Everything. Outrageous. So now there's the story of this specific nursing home in Texas, I think it was.
All of the people
that were treated there survived.
Dr. Armstrong.
Yeah, that's
okay.
The one you were talking about.
And the key is, yes, yeah. Dr. Armstrong rescued and saved the area that are most at risk and treat it in a nursing home and save them all. And the key, but the key is because you're going to see things in the press. The press is just, you know, it's, I don't know what's going on with the press. It's just, it's so sad. But you're going to see things. You have to compare an apple to an apple. What the group in Marseille Urge, who have published this study of 1,061 patients, what they recommend, you have to start early and you have to start and you have to treat aggressively. So as soon as the patient is diagnosed with the virus, they begin a 5-day Z-Pak and a 10-day course of hydroxychloroquine 3 days a week, excuse me, three times a day for 10 days. So they get 30 pills, but the patient gets an electrocardiogram before treated. And unless you have some specific abnormalities on your electrocardiogram, you start the Z-Pak, you start the hydroxychloroquine three times a day for 10 days. And then after day two, you get another electrocardiogram to see and make sure you're tolerating it. If you do these two electrocardiograms, if you eliminate a very tiny number of people because of abnormalities seen on the electrocardiogram, you get no cardiac problems in over 1,000 patients. Are you going to maybe, as you start, treat 1 million people with this? You might, but you get problems with everything we do. You drive your car, you're going to have an accident. Nothing is perfect, but this is unbelievably effective. They're seeing what they consider effectiveness over 90%, and they see death in about 0.5%, which is just astonishing.
Let's take my chances on it.
If I was making policy, I would set up these freestanding centers that would be dedicated only to treating people. You would diagnose if you had it. You'd get an electrocardiogram at these isolated freestanding centers, and then you would, if you passed, you would get the prescription for the azithromycin, the hydroxychloroquine, 3 a day for 10 days, and then you would come back on day two, get another electrocardiogram, and if you were doing fine, it would go, and then you'd be followed up in these freestanding COVID-19 centers. And they're doing this in Turkey, and they're getting really good results. They're doing this in some of the African countries, getting really good results. But in America, we're getting this concept bashed. You know, you start talking favorably about it, then the doctor's a quack, the doctor's horrible, the press comes on them. I have my lawyer listening to this show, so anyone comes on me, you know, go at it. So you just get, and all that I'm saying has been published, and all that I'm saying advocated by prior to all this, Dr. Didier Raoul in Marseille, France, was considered one of the world's renowned epidemiologists, infectious disease doctor, the 7th most cited infectious disease doctor in the world, the number one cited infectious disease doctor in Europe, a brilliant man, and now, you know, he's crazy, wacky, suddenly. I don't understand what's going on.
Of course you do. You know exactly what's going on.
It's craziness. Right. I mean, we're putting politics ahead of the health, and anyone who talks favorably about this as a physician is a crazy whack.
Right. Talk to Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. Experts say 40% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. Who are these experts? Well, you can always ask that about experts. But I think it's pretty much across the board. When I talked to Ken about me, he's been saying for years, and I'm somebody who goes out in the sun a lot. So under the circumstances, how come I don't have enough vitamin C, vitamin D? Well, I don't have enough vitamin C apparently either. Vitamin D will take care of you if you have increased risk of depression, cancer, diabetes, obesity. Vitamin D is what you need, and the best way to get it is from Purity Products. Their new product is an advanced form. Matter of fact, it's called Advanced Vitamin D. Advanced D, doctor formulated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, immune-supporting cofactors like magnesium, zinc, and boron. Try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today. Go online to PurityD.com. That's PURITYD.com. Advanced bone and muscle support You get a not only do you get for $19.95 a 1 month supply of advanced vitamin D, also get a 1 month supply of their ultra pure fish oil. Fabulous stuff. Let's get on board right now. Go to purityd.com. That's purityd.com. Supplies are limited. Call or go to website purityd.com to order.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all. But many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos. Okay, so let's, I said we'd get off of it, but it's hard to get off of it. The vitamin D or the sunshine, we were just talking about vitamin D. What does the sun do for people who have this virus? There's something beneficial, is there not, of just being out in the sun?
Well, this is a bit of a complicated question because it has several roles. We know that the virus causing COVID-2019 is heat and humidity sensitive. So as summer comes and the sun heats up the earth and affects the humidity, it's going to be in a favorable way for this. So hopefully that, too, will help as we get further into the summer in terms of what's going on. Whether when the weather changes come this fall, it'll have a recurrence. Only your crystal ball will tell. And also what is important is in your immune system, because this is a funny virus in the sense of how it responds in the severe form. You know, about 15 to 20% of us who get this will have to think about going to the hospital, and because many of that 15 to 20% will have the severe form and won't have any choice. About 80% of us will get minimal, no, mild to moderate symptoms, and it's this 20% who need on the front end to have the strongest immune system, because if you don't with this virus immediately with your strong immune system and the right medication, you have the potential of getting the severe form if you have the risk factors. And then what gets you on the way out is this overwhelming overreaction of the immune system that, you know, to try and protect you, and it just destroys the whole body. It causes clotting throughout the body and clogs everything up.
All right. There's Dr. Ken with his overview of the important stories as most of them apply to COVID-19. Questions coming up. Questions for Dr. Ken up next here on this week's Good Day Health Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. All right, so let's talk about a few other things besides the COVID-19, although we always seem to sort of stray back into it. Question on teen sexuality. Is it true that a lot of teens are more sexually active? There seems to be some misinformation, or I remember reading a report earlier in the year suggesting teens are less sexually active. So which is it?
Well, I think this is a good news report. And it comes out of the CDC, Doug, that the percentage of teens in America that are sexually active has continued a 30-year decline. What they're reporting, though, is roughly 40% of never-married teens between ages 15 and 19 years report having sexual intercourse in 2017. This is the most recent year for which data is available. And an overwhelming majority use contraception, condoms for the most part.
All right. So they're sexually active, but they're also sexually aware.
And it's less, but it's still 40%. And boy, I must have been out of this world.
Me too.
When I was 15 to 19, at least my friends, 40% of them weren't active, but maybe yeah. I hung around with the...
I knew a few of the guys that I thought were lucky in high school, but that is another story.
Things have changed, at least when I was in high school, I think.
That's for sure. All right, let's go back to questions about the virus and the cause. We have said often, and there have been some people who have been complaining because they think I'm skewing this, but the black community has more diabetes, and therefore the black community has more of the COVID because diabetes is a major cause of diabetes. So now, is there a way, as you come into life and live your life, that you can help guard yourself against diabetes?
Well, it's all about, for type 2, adult onset, it's all about what you eat, just eliminating or markedly reducing white flour. And then when the doctor says it's okay, getting into an exercise program and getting down to ideal body weight. And that can really lick most of type 2 diabetes. And when you can't do that, then you do need medication, medication.
Mm-hmm. Here's another question that comes from me. Now, often these questions come from different sources. You just mentioned something about flour. Most flour is made from wheat. Wheat causes problems, gut problems. It causes the problem that I've had, celiac, over the years. So is not, I'm not eating anything with flour in it, wheat at all. Is that a blessing in disguise for people who have not only the diabetes problem, but maybe some people have problems like I do with celiac?
Right. Well, you're trying to get away from gluten, which is found in wheat, barley, and rye. But whole grains are so healthy. Not all carbohydrates are bad. Remember, the complex carbohydrates, the whole grains, they're good. And mm-hmm. So you want to try and get some whole grains. And for someone like yourself who wants to be gluten-free, staying away from wheat, barley, rye, and trichocil, whatever that is.
All right. So I'm just understanding the
which
the
is a cross between wheat,
I just look,
rye.
Whenever I see wheat or flour, I just stay away from it now.
Wheat, barley, and rye, you yeah. stay away from, but the other is okay, and you want to get your whole grains. And remember, the first word in the ingredients should be whole, and that's so healthy.
Whole. All right. Question about the perception that the coronavirus has only been a problem on the East Coast and the West Coast, and that the cities and states in the middle of the country don't have a problem, which has become nonsensical. They were spared for a while, but I don't think that's the case now, is it?
Well, New Orleans and Detroit are certainly not on the coast, and those have been areas of hot zones. So, you know, it's just not been the coast. It's been more in places that have more a lot of international travel and also places where there's more dense living and people have more of a challenge to social distancing. That's where it's been.
Yeah. All right. Here's a question about brain patterns and cuddling. What does cuddling do for you, for your physicality and otherwise?
This is why so many of us love to cuddle. There's actually an anatomic, physiological reason. And,
yes.
And this is published in Frontiers in Psychiatry this week. There's this new state-of-the-art functional MRI. You had an earlier one, Doug, where you actually image and can see the brain waves. And
yep.
It seems like when we cuddle with the people we really care, our brain waves begin to synchronize and move together. So this is fascinating.
Yeah. It's kind of like life in a bubble, in a manner of speaking. All right, check out the podcast every week from Dr. Ken at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Reach out to Dr. Ken at his office in Florida for telemedicine, 352-735-1400. These programs are presented as a public service every week. I'm Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.